Hey, good evening, and welcome to Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. You're one of those people that's up at night, tossing and turning, mind racing, and you just can't get to sleep. That's what this podcast is for. We use a story to create a safe place to distract you from all that. But as the story goes on, you're going to find it gets progressively more and more boring. And soon, you're going to be drifting off into dreamland. That's the goal. If you're first time here, welcome. Just give it a try. See if it works. If it doesn't, so be it. Move on. We're on the web at www.sleepwithmepodcast.com. You can find me on Twitter at Dearest Scooter. We're on Facebook. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, you can leave it on our website or you can send it to feedback@sleepwithmepodcast.com. A couple pieces of housekeeping. The first piece is our international showdown. Looks like Japan has solidified their lead. They're not totally pulling away. It's not a total blowout, but Japan, good work. Korea. The Republic of Korea is not too far behind. They're also doing a little bit of pulling away, slow pulling away. Next up, we got Sweden. Sweden's like, hey, I'm not out of this yet. I got Haleb, and we have some, you know, we're not out of it. Singapore, I don't feel like you're out of it either. I guess this is kind of a pointless rundown. Well, there is one person that's out of it. That's Ireland. Ireland, you've been knocked off the list here. So I don't know what's going on, Kyla. I know, hopefully you're still listening. Kyla is one of our first listeners to give me a shout out. So I just want to make sure, Kyla, if the podcast isn't working for you, well, you won't be hearing this. Oof. Wow, this is when we get into some strange stuff. But if you are listening, just say hi on Twitter. Let me know you're still listening. The rest of Ireland can have insomnia or not. Hopefully some whatever. Not a big deal. Germany pushed Ireland out of the top spot there. I mean, out of the whatever. This is boredom in action here, folks. So Germany is making a move on Ireland in the podcast statistics only. So that's what's up. Germany's on my radar now. And actually, with the World Cup coming, Germany is already on my radar. Because I really like watching a couple of German players. Klose. I'm not even sure if he's on this year's team. Or this World Cup's team. Podolski. I think both those players are also Polish. I think nationalized Germans. I'm not saying you're stealing players, but that's just a fact, right? It's just a fact. I have no idea if it's actually a fact or not. But it could be. Those are two players that I like watching. I like Joachim Löw, the German coach, because he reminds me of Kyle MacLachlan. I think I've mentioned that. Maybe Mother Nature mentioned it. Here in the U.S., we have Jürgen Klinsmann as our coach, former coach of Germany's team, former German player, World Cup winner. So what that has to do with the international rundown? Nothing. So that's piece of housekeeping one. Piece of housekeeping two, you guys. I have a thank you to send out to Proto Man, who's somebody I ran across on Reddit. If you don't know what Reddit is, it's an internet community full of sub-communities, I think. I don't know if that's the right way to describe it. But the point is I want to say thank you to Proto Man for posting stuff about our podcast in order to help other people. And that's where I bring this up is because I should have wrote down what I was going to say, or at least a bullet point. You know, my dream with this, well, no, it's not my dream. That's a Proto Man. We said that. So if you like this podcast and you're part of a community, let's say you're on a knitting website or something. I'm not looking for everybody to listen to this podcast. But if you happen to hear somebody that's struggling falling asleep, Let them know about it. That's what I'm looking for. Help more people that can't fall asleep. So thank you to Proto Man. I think that's your part of your screen name. So thanks. And me and Proto Man have made a little deal, so we'll see how I do with that. That's it with the housekeeping, I think. So let's get on to the show. All right, folks, it's time for another edition of Trending Tuesday Twitters. Trending Twitter Tuesdays. Recorded in the past, but it's on Tuesday, and it's time for Trending Twitter Tales. So it is Sunday, the 6/8, which is June 8th. It's Sunday, June 8th. I have some problems with dates and stuff. It is about, it's just after 2 p.m., 2:04, according to this. And I'm checking Twitter right now as we speak. And, again, I don't think anybody's listening. Biz Stone or any of the Twitter people are listening. But if you are, what's going on with my iPad app, bros? Now, my iPad is not up to date with iOS 7, I don't think. So it could be my fault, but I can't just look at a list of trending topics without it being, without having tweets in between each topic, which I don't, for the purpose of this podcast, I don't want to know why something's trending, okay? So there you go, Twitter big shots. And I mean that in a passive-aggressive, jealous way is also a from a position of impotence and powerlessness. So all, and in a fun-natured way, too. But, so I'm looking at my phone, and let's see what we got here. I got one. Oof, oh, shoot. Okay. So we got one. The number one thing I know the vocabulary words. Number two, nope. Three, no. Four, no. Five, kind of. Six, no. Seven, yes. Eight, know the words. Nine and ten, no. So that's it. We're going to take these 10 subjects and we're going to roll it and pad it and mark it with a S for sleep. Put it in the oven for all of you to sleep to. All right, so let's get rolling here. On another tale trending from Sunday on Tuesday, presented by Sleep With Me Podcast, an affiliate of sleepwithmepodcast.com, I think. Tower 1 mil, come in. Tower 1 mil, come in. Let me check my communication device here. Click, click. This is Cadet Taylor calling Space Station 1 mil. Come in 1 mil.
Yes, Mr. Taylor, this is 1 mil over.
This is Taylor calling 1 mil. I was just checking in. Do you have a heading on my position, 1 mil?
Yes, we do, Mr. Taylor. We have a heading on your position, 1-9-5-9-5-7-5-er. And this is 1 mil beacon. What is your destination, sir?
The destination is classified, and as a matter of fact, I need to run a Turing test on all communications from here on out.
All right, Space Probe 1 mil, ready to confirm and run Turing test. Turing. Oh, Mr. 1 mil, did you ever notice that's a kind of hard thing to say? Turing test. Turing test. In 5, 4. 3, 2, 1. Start Turing test now. Over.
Okay, let me see. Well, let me look up Start date 27. Turing test. Code number. Mission number. Set. Set. And daily code is 20, 40, 50. Okay. Tower to 1 mil over. Confirming tower. You're right. 1 mil. Turing test complete. Calling to confirm Turing test complete. And check proper reception of encrypted broadcast over.
Why have one possession? What was that? Over.
Did not confirm. Your broadcast still coming in encrypted. Confirming. Niner. All my. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, all my settings are the same as the Turing test settings for the day. Can you confirm you're receiving an decrypted broadcast? How do we say it? Man, they didn't teach me this in the academy. Am I coming through encrypted, or can you hear me? Over.
What if somebody sent for a shimba down beside a fat off?
Okay, Matt to 1 mil, Matt to 1 mil. No, man, it dropped all the. Excuse me, Matt to 1 mil, Matt to 1 mil. I dropped my stuff. Confirming Turing test settings, meet the book. Test settings on fourth check through. Can you confirm you're receiving my broadcast? Because yours is coming through still encrypted. It sounds a bit like some southern France dialect of French or something. Can you confirm you're receiving my broadcast decrypted at your end? Over. Oh, shoot. We're in distance. Okay. Stay calm, okay. This is Taylor. Switch. Oh, whoops. I changed. Okay, in case of Turing test failure, shut down all encryption. Okay. And send the broadcast back. So I should be all encryption's off, green lights on. Receiving green lights on. Everything should be okay. Taylor to 1 mil. Taylor to 1 mil. Unencrypted broadcast. Sending outgoing. Please confirm. Over. Taylor to 1 mil. Taylor to 1 mil. Confirming unencrypted broadcast being sent out. I should be receiving your unencrypted signal. Over. Tower to 1 mil, Tower to 1 mil. Do you receive any of these broadcasts? Over. Please advise if you are receiving any signals from my ship. Over. Okay, Tower to 1 mil. I'm not receiving any inbound traffic. I want you to know I'm proceeding on to the next stop on my mission. And if I will check in at the next available space station. I guess I'm going in. I'm about to be out of direct broadcast zone in 5-4. So this is Taylor checking out. Okay, I'm on my own, it looks like. Okay. Okay. Well, I guess I just continue on with my mission, which was top secret after encryption. I opened this package. Proceed with shipment to Walmart headquarters in Galactic Zone 3746 on the edge of the Doom Zone. Head out via interstellar hyperspace drive. Okay. Alright, well, I will do that then. And maybe send out one more. This is 2 out of 1 mil. Proceeding to head to my mission coordinates, which not surprising. Good multinational day to you, and I will be proceeding to my coordinates. And I have total radio nothing, so Taylor out. I'm going to my mission out. Man, I wonder if it's always going to be so awkward on the radio like this. Are they going to know I'm a rookie and I'm on green? Maybe that's why they're just sending me on this stupid transit run. I don't even know why I'd be...
Hello, can anyone read this? We have an emergency. Can we have an emergency? Can anyone read this?
Oh, it's an unidentified party. What do I... Let me look, which screen do I look at for unidentified parties?
We need emergency chaos. We have emergency access. Can you come in, come in, come in? We see a ship off to heading on a 9-9-er. Good ship. Hello, Fitch. Can you come in? We have emergency here.
Oh, man. I said, what's that?
Please, please, please stop thinking. And, please answer us to let us know you can help us, please.
No, I guess I got... This is Taylor to unidentified caller. Please identify yourselves.
Well, so if we put a throw, we're first getting 119er, 517-55er, go for over.
I did not understand that. Was that was that some sort of unofficial radio chat or talk, or is it just hard to hear you?
Well, we have emergency air service talking. We're in trouble. We got a if you put please change your settings from 9 or 9 or 9 or head 9 or 9 or 1. We have we're in the midst of aid operation World Cup 2014 aid. Soccer aid 2014. We have a soccer emergency here. And could you please help us, sir?
What are you talking about? You didn't just say the word I thought you said. Next thing I know, you're going to say football. Oh, God, I said football out loud.
Well, we've I hope you corrupted your broadcast there, Taylor. Yeah, we don't even use that word, footy. Footy, we call footy. Yeah, we have soccer aid. We're in the middle of Fire to Rescue 2014 World Cup. We have an emergency. Please proceed to 9 or 9 or 1, please.
I got him on a mission here. Top secret mission. You're on unidentified caller. You're broadcasting on an unencrypted non-Turing channel. And I have a delivery to make to Walmart. Official government business. So I'm going to proceed to hyperspace. And I cannot...
You're ignoring Humanity's Code 4747, Protocol 19 or 59 or 74. I could tell by your voice you graduated from the academy, did you not, Mr. Taylor?
Well, technically I didn't graduate from the academy, but you might not have heard about the... there was an accident with the academy. And with the rookie class of the past 7 years. So, yeah, they called us out of the academy early. So I'm in pre-graduation, I was called into service.
Oh, that's terrible news. I did hear about that. Also, the delivery ships were, Dread Pirate of something or other. Please proceed to 9 or 9 or 8, or 9 or 9 or 1, please. We have a critical structure.
Okay. Man, what do I do here? Just make this delivery? Or by 2014, what was that like? That was years ago. Wait a second, 2014. World Cup. I remember my grandfather telling me about it. He said that was the time, that was when soccer and football were banned forever by after that. Something about, I don't even know, multinationals and climate warming and I think that's when everything went wrong. Oh, because that's when the UFOs landed and they took all the soccer players and vanished into space. And wait a second, there's a reward. Back at the academy, I remember this guy coming to the academy. It feels like it was just yesterday. I'm going to slip into...
Tell us, get your kid free. Are you on your way, Mr. Taylor? I almost said I was 9 or 9 or 1.
I'm going to adjust my settings to 9 or 9 or 1, but I'm going to slip into a pass recall protocol 44444 to analyze my past in a meandering backstory setup, and then I'll proceed to 9 or 9.
Terrific, terrific. Does that have to do with soccer 2014-8?
It corresponds directly. Thank you. Over and out. Yeah, I remember it like it was 2014, like I was in my grandfather's time. Diddle-loo, diddle-loo, diddle-loo. Oh, yeah, Grandpa was telling me about the great Jonathan Wilkes. He was a player for one of those European teams. I don't know if it was England or Switzerland or what. But he ripped off his shirt because someone on his team had said something racist. And then people in the crowd started, like, repeating it or something like that. He tore off his shirt, and he pulled a guy out of the crowd who was shouting. And he pummeled him. And then he asked him for forgiveness. And then his players started fighting, and then this Jonathan, was his name Jonathan Wilkes, I think, and he broke up the fight, and then he grabbed, was it, oh yeah, because they've showed this to us in schools, like a made for TV, mind meld awareness movie, and it was like, I remember him speaking about all the races of the world being one, and you know, that we had to stop, put hatred aside, and what happened to caring about one another, and a bunch of stuff, and he was using all sorts of, it was, I remember every, like people were interrupting the broadcasts to hear him speak, but he kept thinking that all the cameras are on him. He kept speaking louder and more heartfelt, and he was crying, and the players were crying, and he went on and on about basic human kindness and putting up, you know, what kind of world do we want to live in? World where we help each other or where we hurt each other? World full of hatred and all this stuff. And he was like, he felt the eyes of the world on him, but I guess he didn't realize was that there was all these alien spacecraft circling the stadium. Because for some reason, I guess, like, I remember them telling us in the academy that when, back when South America, before everything happened, they were like, something about UFOs were attracted. Maybe it was the equator, I can't remember anymore, but... So yeah, there was all these UFOs, so they weren't really... And then this guy, I think his name was... His teammate was like Ollie Mers or something. Punched him in the face. And then for a short time, the UFOs just started circling, and we were like, going through this time of, like, I can't even remember what it was, like, basic human kindness, because we knew there was the aliens, but it wasn't like the movies. They wouldn't contact us, and they weren't doing anything. It was one of those tension-filled things. Yeah, I remember this from the movies. Oh, yeah. And then, what happened? Like, oh, yeah. Like, then they sent all these CEOs and these guys that were good at salespeople to talk to the aliens. Instead of politicians, that's what they call them, lobbyists. And then the spaceships flew off of the lobbyists. And then I don't know, my ship's shaking. I'm losing control of this flashback. Oh, what am I in? Some sort of shaking.
Oh, this will calm down while sort of, Mr. Taylor, you're being pulled into our ship via... friendship beam. We're pulling you in via friendship beam. It's not attractive beam, it's a friendship beam. Pulling your ship into ours.
Oh, I'm getting so tired with this friendship beam. Makes me...
Part of the side effects of friendship beam is you pass out, so we can make sure you're front too.
Oh, I'm going to pass out. Oh. Oh, man. I'm just slowly waking back up now. I was passed out. Oh. Where am I? I'm on a spaceship. I must be in some sort of... Is this a brig? Or Oh, man, my head. The door opens. Robot. Is that that's some sort of robot? Are you a humanoid robot? Yes, I am a humanoid robot. Good to meet you. I'm T... My name is T. Files, and this is a ship I command. It is pleased to meet you, young sir. You are Mr. Taylor. Cadet Taylor? Should I call you Cadet Taylor? Oh, man, you could just call me Taylor. I'm probably kicked out of the academy after this whole thing. Even though technically I'm still in the academy. I guess, yeah, you could just call me Taylor. It's fine. So you say you're T-Files? Does that stand for, like, telecomputing friendship IOS? Telecommunication friendship interactive operating system or something? Ah, close enough. I am T-Files. And this is my ship, and I am on a mission called Sakurai 2014, as we told you over the radio. It is very good to meet you, young man. We've been waiting a long time to find someone with a official uniform from the academy. What do you mean we've been waiting to find someone with an official uniform for the academy? You don't mean you're waiting to meet me? You don't need my... Oh, no, young man. We need to... you see, your uniform, it has part of the... what you call the Turing test. Part of the encryption of all broadcasts and all entry into official international sanctioned... the National Space Council, as you might call it. Your government is something woven into your suit where we can't gain access, and it happens to be the birthday today of the supreme leader of your international space group, the IGS or whatever we call it, and I am tasked with the mission of crashing that birthday party in order to save the World Cup from 2014, believe it or not. That is why we're on Sakurai 2014, I come from both the past and the future. Whoa, wait a second. Okay, so your computer, like, you got all the fancy technology inside you, and you just still need my clothes to get into a birthday party? But I'm not even invited. Wouldn't my clothes tell you? Yes, anyone can throw themselves at the feet and gift the Supreme Commander Hayes on his birthday a gift. And we have a gift for you to give the Supreme Commander. But, of course, you won't be giving it. We'll be doing... We'll be, pretending to be you. Well, piece of bad news for you. First off, I don't like taking my clothes off in front of people. But that's not the problem right now. The problem is, so this uniform is made out of some... weird materials, and there was this time in the academy, like I said, I didn't even like to get my clothes off anyway, and then they had those sun skin beds where you'd get in and it'd stimulate your melatonin or whatever to protect you against the sun radiation, and the guys had drank too much. And I passed out, and they didn't like me because they were calling me Mr. Hotshot, and and then they were calling me Tiny Shot because I wouldn't take my clothes off, you know what I mean? And they threw me in that bed, and the solar radiation fused my suit to my skin. And so this suit is like a part of my skin. Wow, that is an odd, strange thing. That is unfortunate. I guess we'll have to remove your skin with the suit then, will we? You could do that, but why don't I just deliver this present for you? I was in the middle of a delivery anyway, so I could just deliver this present and then you wouldn't have to tear my skin off with my suit. That'd be nice, wouldn't it? Ah, yes, T-Files, I do not like hurting humans or any other creatures. If I could be, I would be a Buddhist, I believe. A Buddhist? What's that? Ah, Buddhism is a... let's not get into it. We don't have that much time. We have to figure out how to save the World Cup. You didn't ask me any questions of how I could be from both the future and the past, though, young man. Well, yeah, I was thinking about it because I had, like, a flashback to when my grandfather told me about the whole thing. And, you know, with the World Cup and the aliens. But before the match, like, that guy, before the match, Jonathan Wilkes making that thing about the people being united. And if people actually listened to him, it might have changed the course of the future, right? So maybe we would have never made, like, humanoid robots. You would have never been made. So if that was the case, you'd probably spend a lot of time shuttling back and forth, like, trying to fix, you know, like, those, they say don't mess with the future or the past. Because it's, like, complicated. And then you got to do a lot of other stuff. So probably if you, did you, like, try to stop the aliens and then, like, then you never got invented because everyone was united. So then you had to, like, do something. Oh, yes, you're very perceptive. You're very perceptive for a cadet, Mr. Hayes. And, yes, that kind of is the case. Originally, when that wonderful speech was made and the aliens attacked, well, they didn't attack until 14 years later. You know, the World Cup was canceled because of the spaceships freaked everybody out, and people were like, oh, no, we're doomed. And so, yeah, then I went back and I changed it one way and then I changed it another. And then I figured, just stop changing it, okay? Stop with the changing because, I need to be invented. I'm a robot, T-Fios. It was a T-Files. Well, let's not get into the history of the T-Files robots either. So we need your uniform to get into this birthday party. And all you need to do is say, happy birthday, Hayes. You know, sing the happy birthday song. Prostrate yourself in front of the Supreme Commander. Lord Admiral Hayes, you may call him. And then present with a present. And what's a present for this Hayes guy? Well, we have this wonderful device. It is a Book-a-Day device. It is a Book-a-Day device. It is a Book-a-Day device. A Book-a-Day device? So, like, it's a new book every day or something? No. It's Book-a-Day device. It is a powerful, powerful thing that can alter the past and rebook it and... We've been working on to use algorithms so when we change the past, it changes everything. The Book-a-Day device changes it all for you, so you can't mess it up. And when but he'll think it's a book, right? But when he opens it, it will unleash this torrent of ones and zeros and nanobots and future magic and past magic and magnetism and laser beams. And quite a few snakes in there. But robotic, so not the kind that people are afraid of. And it will alter the past, allowing the 2014 World Cup to be played. And then have the aliens just arrive at the very end after the final match. Because we still don't know who won. And the speech will be made. Racism, hopefully, will take a turn because we here at T-Files Industries is what I work for. I'm just one of many robots, and we are tasked with the mission of increasing efficiency throughout the universe. And I just believe that hatred is a drag on your potential. You humans have unlimited potential. You spend so much of it on anger, bitterness, and such. So T-Files figures that if we take care of that, you play the World Cup, you see the nations competing, people are hugging and such, and then the aliens come, you'll be less likely to send lobbyists to represent the entire humanity from these. Because what happened was all the businesses and the lobbyists went, and then the aliens were like, oh, this is great. You're telling me that this donut has Doritos and taco and a donut. I love it.
I'm sitting here on Mars eating rocks, and this is the best. So, yes, okay. So, just give him the book, prostrate yourself, and go in there and just be nice and sing happy birthday to him. And nothing will go wrong, and everything will be fine. I think I can do that. Okay, close your eyes. Close my eyes. Yes, I'm going to do a genome sequence and send you straight to the birthday party. So for quicker and efficient, more efficient travel by genome. Wait, that doesn't even make any sense, man. Genomes? Well, genome means something different to me. Like, genome, that's the sound that you make when you fly off. When I scatter your bits and you fly off, you go, genome. And then, renome, when you arrive, genome. And then you arrive, renome. So don't worry, that you're thinking like genome, like your genes, that stuff is old school, man. Okay, close your eyes. Genome. Whoa, renome. Whoa, whoa. Wow. Oh, wow, I'm in a giant line now. Hey, you people in line for the birthday party? Would you, buddy, my Turing test, I failed my Turing test. Oh, great. I'm gonna be stuck in a line full of aliens here. Frick, I can't wait in this line. This is gonna stink. Oh, T. Fios, why don't you genome me to the front of the line? Genome, fuck, renome. Wait, now I'm. How's T. Fios even keeping comp?
Next person to prostrate themselves before the Supreme Commander, Admiral Hayes.
Hey, what's up? I've got a present for, I'm gonna prostrate myself.
All right, I'll go ahead. What is your name?
Hayes? No, it's not Hayes. It's, oh man, who's my grandfather's favorite soccer player? Manny Machado.
Oh, Supreme Commander Hayes, the next person up is, Supreme Commander Hayes, the next person is Manny Machado.
Alright, so this prostrate is like knees and hands. Like hands, get on your hands and knees, right? Happy birthday to Hayes. Happy birthday to Hayes. Happy birthday, Super Commander Admiral Hayes. I prostrate before you. Ah, oh, yes. Thank you, Mr. Manny Machado. Do you have a gift for the Supreme Commander?
I do, sir. It's a book.
A book. I have every book I could ever wish for. I don't need your books.
Oh, this is a very special book, sir.
I do not need any special books.
Oh, well, this is like a book with, it's a special, it's great, it's a new book every day.
I do not need a new book every day. I have access to all the libraries in the world and all the power in the world. So I do not need you. And your name sounds so familiar, it's making me on edge. So I don't think I should take a gift from you anyway. So move along, Mr. Manny Machado.
Well, yeah, okay, I can move along, but it's just like this cool thing. I made it, and I have one at home that does the same thing. So I figured, like, I use it every day. You'd want to use it. It's a book a day. But, yeah, it's fine. I know plenty of people that want it.
Oh, don't try your tricks with me.
Well, it's just like you're seeing there's nude pictures in here.
What? Wait, a second. Nude pictures. I have all the nude pictures I want in the world.
These ones I just like rank the best, and then I put them in the book every day. I re-rank them. So figured you'd want to check it out. But yeah, if you don't want to, I mean, you know, the guys I work with, they call me the picturizer or whatever, digitizer. They used to call me back in the.
All right, I'll take the gift, Mr. Manny Machado. And how does it work?
Just open up the book, and then everything goes mad wild, you know what I'm saying? Like in the bedroom. Okay, well, the past is changing. Weird. Well, where is everybody? Oh my god, what am I? I hear samba outside. I find myself filled with a spirit of international competition. An impending, exciting event that some people might call boring. But in my heart, I know that I'm now the same age as my grandfather. I can feel. It's June, and it's time for the 2014 World Cup. And there's so many good teams competing, and I can't wait for the beautiful game to take place in a country that has such a love for football, soccer. And that stands will be filled with fans and beautiful women, and on the pitch will be people giving their all. Leaving their hearts on the pitch to see who can claim to be the best country at football in the world this year. So I know that even though I've left the future behind, I'm in the right place, the present now, to prepare. Somehow I have aided in saving the World Cup, Soccer 2014. Somehow my mission is over, and someday in the future there will be a robot called Tifios. Because I know that whatever that thing he did was cool. So that is the story of how I saved soccer. No, I'm just going to say, Tower to 1 mil, can you hear me? Did my Turing test? I guess it failed, but I saved soccer. Thank you.